Tune into So Hot right now, and right now we are talking about performance artist Alex Talamoz, who draws on family testimony, cultural references, and media images to illuminate facets of a brutal military dictatorship in Argentina in 1976. So, performance and exhibition entitled 30,000 Shots, Gestures from the 1976 Argentinian Dictatorship reflects upon the atrocities from Alex's diasporic perspective growing up in Australia. So I'm joined now by Alex to tell us a little bit more. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So I thought a good place to start would be with your father's experience, because he migrated from Argentina in during the time of the military dictatorship. So can you tell us a little bit more about his experience and your experience learning about his experience?
Yeah, so yeah, as you said, he grew up during the military dictatorship, which was from 1976 till 1983. And it's so far removed from my experience growing up in Australia. And that's really the sort of generative start of this exploration in the exhibition. Is like, how do I experience that through all the stories that he's told me throughout my life? Stories that have become so familiar, they feel like memories. And try and draw on this idea of inherited memory to think about that process. So some of the things that have translated over this time is thinking about how he, even just choreography, how he negotiates space. So in a military dictatorship, you have tanks going down the street, you have secret police waiting on corners. So he's really aware of crowds moving, for example. So anytime there's a large crowd moving down the street, he'll want to know, is there a train station nearby? Or he thinks about that person in the coffee shop, why aren't they drinking coffee? You know, things that other people just wouldn't notice in Australia. But it's a choreography of noticing that has been transferred from that period to Australia. Yeah. And then growing up alongside him, these are some of the choreographies that I have inherited, that I've picked up on.
Yeah. And so is that, like, having grown up with those experiences and your dad responding to things in that way, do you respond to things in a similar way or not so much?
Kind of. Like, certainly parts of it. I certainly notice things that my friends don't walking down the street, but probably not to the same heightened anxiety that I see in him at times. Mm. Yeah, it's quite interesting the way, like, what gets picked up and what gets left behind. And that's, you know, these sort of legacies of migration are what really interests me. You know, what are the facets that get translated and how do they get translated?
And so you're presenting at this exhibition a new performance work entitled 30,000 Shots. So that involves you posing 30,000 times for the camera over an 8-hour period. What inspired this part of the work?
Yeah, it's a pretty intense work. I do a lot of durational performance. So previously I did a work called 30,000 Steps, which was based on the protests by the Madres de Plaza de Mayo, who protested in Argentina during the military dictatorship by walking in a circle in the centre of Buenos Aires. And so I walked from sunrise to sunset in a circle for 30,000 steps, which was 12 hours. So this work, it carries a similar lineage to that work, partly because, you know, he left Argentina because 30,000 people disappeared. And when he came to Australia, he met my mother. And so in some sense, I feel a deep relationship or responsibility that because all these people disappeared, that was the cause of his migration and therefore the cause of my existence. So in this work, I was thinking more about other choreographies, so things like gestures from the dictatorship and how I might be able to experience that number 30,000, you know, in the body, because it's such an abstract number otherwise. Like, how do we understand 30,000? It's huge, yeah, to think about 30,000 lives. So, yeah, this was another work based on choreography that I was trying to think about inhabiting this number, yeah.
And how was your experience? Have you, like, choreographed it, or is it, like, have you, like, worked with that number yet, or is it kind of only in the moment?
I have done a few trials. So I did about an hour of holding this particular pose. So it's based on a photograph that was a photograph I saw early on in my research around the dictatorship period. And it's actually a photograph that's been misattributed to Argentina by a lot of different news outlets, but it's such an evocative image. The central figure is a policeman who's raising his arm up with like a bent elbow, and he's crouched down ready to pounce up and bring his arm down in a sort of forceful blow. And the photojournalist has captured this really intense moment where there's a group of people just below him who are just civilians in the street. So this photograph was something that got etched in my memory and is one of those things that became part of the family mythology, but it's been misattributed. It was actually from the Spanish Revolution. And after years of research, I actually found the original photographer. So I wanted to recreate this photograph, this particular gesture. So I'll be standing there with my arm above my head for 8 hours in this sort of semi-crouched position. But it's an interesting thing to think about what images get brought into our mythology and our memories. But yeah, I've only done it for an hour and it was pretty painful already.
So you're staying in the same position for 8 hours?
Yeah, that will be the attempt, and whatever happens in that process will be part of that attempt. So I imagine that at some point I'll have to lie down on the ground, or I'll have to bandage my arm or put ice on it, or think about those processes that happen in the act.
And that's your kind of way of connecting to, as you said, like the kind of abstract nature of a number like 30,000.
Yeah, that's right. Is to try and embody it, to think about what it is choreographically.
And so this work is also combined, this performance work, with an exhibition with photographic and video works. Why did you choose to kind of combine these two things, and what dialogue are you hoping comes out of that?
I did a residency in Mexico. I was lucky enough to get an artist residency in Chapala. And during that residency, I made a lot of work. I did a lot of different actions in different places, and I recorded them just on, you know, iPhone and laptop and things like this. And a lot of the images I felt warranted a sort of their own viewing as documentation. And as thinking also about how legacies of migration, what I'm thinking about, this inherited memory, might be visually accessible in the legacies of the performance, the documentation. So these kinds of different ways of thinking about, you know, how gesture is transferred across mediums as well as across people. So part of the exhibition will be showing some of the documentation from these actions that I did in Mexico.
And central to this work, which we've touched on in a variety of ways, is this idea of intergenerational memory. How have these kind of memories shaped, or kind of touched on it, your diasporic experience? And how is that kind of reflected in the work you've created?
Yeah. You've got some great questions.
Sorry if they're hard.
No, they're great. They're really great.
It's a fruitful exhibition that we have to talk about.
Yeah. I think what I'm really interested in is what the second generation migrant experience is. So there's a lot of conversation at the moment, rightly so, about border identities. So what it is to be a migrant and experience, sort of tugs from two different places or two different cultural origins. But, you know, this experience of the second generation, the generation after, as separate from that experience, is maybe not as well thought about. And when we think about, the last 10 years and the mass migration that we've seen globally, thinking about these legacies of migration is going to be more and more important, critical to our understanding. And I don't think Australia and indeed the world has really got a grasp on the histories of migrations that have already occurred. You know, even in Australia, we haven't really gotten hold of what the legacies are of, displacement for Indigenous Australians or migrations that have already occurred. It's kind of like you get here and then you're expected, right, now you're Australian, great, be part of this and forget everything that happened before.
I feel like I've noticed, I think maybe particularly this year and last year, that in the art world as well, there's a lot more emerging conversations about what it means to be a part of a diasporic community, and that's emerging in the art world. So it'll be interested to see if that flows on outside of the bubble in which we operate.
Absolutely, yeah. And how to understand diasporic communities where there's been loss of language or loss of other aspects that we think of as integral to cultural identification. So yeah, that's again part of my interest in the choreography, is like what other elements of this cultural association can we draw from.
And just one last question. So this work is kind of embedded in familial experience. Did you consult your family? Like, what do they think of it? I want to know their perspective.
Yeah. So the first time I made work about my father, I interviewed him and didn't tell him I was interviewing him.
We're just chatting.
Yeah, we're just chatting. And then I told him afterwards it was recorded and I performed the work. This was in 2017. And he came to one of the last performances and we kind of did a private performance with him, my mother, and a couple other people who I knew, so just friends. And you know, it was incredibly moving. I think we both just cried the whole way through the performance, which was a really strange experience. But, you know, it's. I think he felt it was really important to be understood. I think when you spend a lot of your time in Australia feeling quite isolated, you know, because of racism or because of just feelings of cultural difference, to have your child recognize that in a really significant way was really important to him. So he's very supportive and my mother's very supportive as well. Yeah.
That's all you can ask for.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much for chatting to me on the show this morning. It's been a pleasure hearing all about this exhibition.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
No worries. So we've just been speaking about 30,000 Shots, gestures from the 1976 Argentinian dictatorship or Argentina dictatorship, whatever. You get the point. So that opens on March 18th at 107 Projects. When is the actual performance?
March 18th, yeah.
Okay.
It's on the opening day. So it'll be from 10:30 until 6:50. There's an opening
very
event.
Very specific.
Yeah, because of the 8-hour duration. So you can come in at any time during that time, but there will be an opening event for the last 20 minutes at 6:30 p.m.
Great. Yeah. And then it's also running until the 29th of March.